It's episode 14 of the Her Money Matters podcast.
Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the podcast to help you take control of your finances. Join your host, motivational money coach, Jen Hemphill, as she shares with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's get to it.
Hey there, I am so excited you made it today. This is Jen Hemphill, in case this is your first time listening. And if it is, I really want to welcome you to the Her Money Matters podcast. Now, if you have been me for a bit, as you know, we are a young podcast. In episode 12, we spoke about the three tweaks you can make to affording what you want. And a spoiler alert, if you have not listened to episode 12, is that one of those tweaks was figuring out your real numbers. So your bottom line and all your numbers as far as expenses and all that good stuff. So I promised you that I would help you break down this process in a separate episode. So here we are. This is that episode. If you haven't listened to that previous episode, episode 12, yet, I recommend that you actually listen to that one before you tackle this one. And also before you listen on, I want to make sure that you download the freebie that I'm giving you called the Jumpstart Your Money Mini Guide if you haven't done so already, so you can follow along, because we are going to work on this side by side. So if you haven't gotten it yet, go ahead and just quickly text the word mini guide to 33444. That's mini guide to 33444. And, or just simply go to the show notes for this episode or any episode. So if you want to go to this show notes, this episode's show notes, just go to jenhemphill.com/14. So the other thing I want to ask you is that I want you to commit to doing this today. Now, if you are driving, I realize that you can't do this at this moment. So you're welcome to continue listening to it and then make sure you come back to it, schedule it, make it a priority. Because if not now, when? There are sometimes we have the best intentions of doing some things, but for whatever reason, there's a lot of reasons it could be, whether fear or overwhelm, we don't get it done. So I am here to keep you accountable to get it done if you are willing to listen and sit side by, literally side by side, but you know what I mean, where you're just going to sit and listen. And as I guide you through doing this worksheet and getting you set up for success with your finances. So, but this is the basics. This is the beginnings that a lot of people don't do because they're afraid to. They're afraid to see the outcome. But I don't want you to worry about that because these are just numbers. Before we get into it, though, I really want to give a few shout outs today. In episode, I believe it was 8, I shared with you, it was the first time that I shared with you my special pricing for the monthly money plan, which is just simply a budget spreadsheet. So I wanted to give a special thank you to some of my listeners, congratulations, and a shout out all in one to some ladies that just recently purchased this template, Catherine, Mary, Verena, and Karen. So I want to thank you and congratulate you. You took some action towards your finances, so hooray for that. And I hope that you are putting it to work. So let's get into it. If you are ready, I am ready. I just need you to have your mini guide in front of you so we can go ahead and get into it. So hope you have it handy, because we are going to go ahead and get to this. Now, I want you, I've already referenced this a little bit, but I want you just to keep this in mind so you're not, it doesn't stop you and it doesn't block you from doing this. I want you to remember, as we're doing this, this is just numbers. This is all it is. One of the biggest reasons people don't have a clear picture as to what's going on with their money is they're afraid to know that dollar amount, that end dollar amount, and they just assume it's a bad outcome. But just remember, these are just numbers, and numbers don't control you unless you allow it. You are the CFO or the chief financial officer, and your dollars, I want you to think of your dollars as your employees. They are relying on you to tell them what to do. And I know you've got this. I believe in you, so you should believe in you as well. So instead of getting overwhelmed or being fearful about the unknown or what really the end game is, the end result is, let's find out what these numbers actually are so we can work with them and make sure that those dollars are employed and move forward with your finances. We can't move forward if we don't know what we're working with. We can't go ahead and work towards those financial goals if we don't know what we have currently, and we can't make it a better financial situation if we don't know what we have, so we can make changes to be able to better the financial situation. So with that in mind, I want you to look, go to the page where it has the worksheet. I just called it the Money Brain Dump Worksheet. I know, not that creative at times, but that's what I was thinking on that day, and that's what I worked, that's what I went for. And I want you to just think about just this last month. So either the last 30 days or the last month, whatever is easier for you. So I just want to want you to work with 1 month, okay? And what I want you to do is take a moment, and you'll see that first column on the left is your expense column, right? So you're going to write all the expenses down that you spent money on this past month. So if it was rent or mortgage, on that column, you write rent or mortgage. If it was groceries, you're going to write groceries. You're just going to write a general term. You don't have to be specific as far as, oh, I went to CVS, right? No, just make sure, just in general terms, what these expenses are, right? So if it was the electric bill, you write electric bill, those things. So what I want you to do is I just want you to pause this, right? And write this down, put a timer, use your phone. I know there's a timer on your phone, or you find a kitchen timer, whatever it is, put the timer for 5 minutes and do this. So just like brainstorm and just write down everything that comes to your mind. And in 5 minutes, just write it down. I want you to press pause. And as soon as you're done, obviously press play. So are you ready? Just on your marks, get set, and go. All right. The next thing that I want you to do, there is a frequency column. So I want you, in this frequency column, you write down how often this bill is due. For most bills, it's going to be monthly, but you're going to have some bills maybe in the last month that you don't pay every month, right? So maybe it's a quarterly bill, maybe it's semi-annually, maybe it's annually. So on that column, for all those expenses that you wrote down, I want you to write down the frequency of this particular expense. So again, take your handy timer, put 2 minutes. We're going to just take 2 minutes to do this. Write down how often, if it's monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually on those expenses that you were doing for just the last month. All right, so you ready? Get set and go. All right, now that you are back, I want you to take that fixed column, what's called, that sounds kind of funny if I'm saying fixed column, and but it's called a fixed column, right? It's labeled fixed. And here what I want you to do is put a Y for yes or no, N for no. Okay, so fix, what I mean here for this particular worksheet, I mean them, if the amount stays the same, you put yes. So let's say your cable bill or your internet bill is going to stay the same month after month. So you're going to put yeah, Y for that. And if it fluctuates and isn't the same month after month, you put N for no. right? So it could be like your fuel in your car. It's not going to be necessarily the same month after month. So take that, press pause, put your timer for 1 to 2 minutes. And once you're done, come back. So you're ready, press pause and go. Now, the next one, I want you to skip over the amount column and I want you to go to the categories column. So in your PDF, there is one page that I have a list of categories and the recommended expenditure, monthly expenditures or percentages, I should say, for those particular categories. We're not going to worry about those percentages right now. What we're going to take is look at those categories and go to your expenses, and you're going to write down on that category column where that expense falls under. So if it's rent, you put it under housing. If it's groceries, you put it under food, and so forth. So I want you to press pause, take 1 to 2 minutes, and come back when you're done. You ready? And go. Now that you're done, I want you to take a look at the amount column. With this amount column, you also take a look at the frequency column. All right. So I want you to look at the amount column and the frequency column. So let's say the rent or mortgage, that's a monthly expense typically, right? So then what you're going to do, look at that rent. And since it's a monthly, you're going to put that monthly amount. Okay. So, but let's say you have another expense, for example, sometimes insurance is annually or semi-annually, depending on your company and what you have going on. Let's say your auto insurance is semi-annual, right? So if you're going to put that, if you have that, then on your expense column, you put that amount that you pay for that 6 months, if you pay it at the 6 months, right? So you're going to put that amount. If you have an expense that's due quarterly, you write the amount that's due quarterly in that amount column. So I want you to take 3 to 5 minutes, put that on your timer, press pause and go. All right. So I hope you have found that easy enough. Now what I want you to do is the next step would be taking your tool of choice. Okay. So if you don't have one, if you just want, you can easily take a sheet of paper to have a calculator, or maybe you have a spreadsheet that you're using, or if you've been intending, if your tool of choice is a spreadsheet, then you are welcome. If you haven't gotten mine, you are welcome to get mine. Just make sure, remember, on my spreadsheet, it's a monthly money plan. So you want to make sure that your expenses reflect a monthly number. So if you are also doing this just on a piece of paper or just on a simple spreadsheet, and then calculating for a monthly, if you're looking at just monthly expenses, month to month, what you want to do is make sure those expenses are reflected as a monthly number. Meaning if it's an annual bill, when you plug that in, you want to divide that number by 12 to make it a monthly number. And why do you want to do this? This is just a real way to account for the bill in a simpler way. So you can actually put that money aside every month. So when the bill comes due, you're not scrambling on how you're going to pay it because you know you have that money already set aside. Okay. So you're going to plug all your numbers in. Okay. And then what you want to do is you're going to plug your income. So if you're just using a sheet of paper, You can just simply use that worksheet, the money brain dump worksheet. Just make sure that if, it, like I said, if it's a quarterly bill, semi-annual bill, annual bill, whatever, those type of bills, make sure it reflects a monthly number. Then just put in your income. So whether it's your spreadsheet or just a sheet or the worksheet that you're using, just put your total income. Right now that you have that, you want to know what your bottom line. Your bottom line is your income minus your expenses. So you're going to take, you know, if you have my money plan template, it'll calculate for you. If you're just using a sheet of paper, you tally up, calculate with your calculator, all those expenses and subtract that from your monthly income. So that is your bottom line. So you really want to know what this looks like. If you have money left over, if you're at zero, which means you have used up all your money up, which is not a bad thing at all, or if you are in the negative. So just remember, this is just numbers and you have the power to change those numbers on the spreadsheet or paper, whatever you're using, to see what the outcome would be with the changes. So you easily I just want you to remember that you can easily change those numbers to see how it reflects the outcome. So meaning you have the power, you are in control. Now, if it's in the negative, there's three options for you. One option is you can look at the categories and see what numbers you can change in those areas. So the catch here is that you really need to follow through. So let's say, throwing out some numbers here, let's say you're spending $800 a month going out to eat, and you change this to $300 to help you balance it out so it's not in the negative, right? Because basically being in the negative means you're overspending. So let's say you change it to 300 and that helps you come to above zero. But this still won't do you any good on paper if you don't follow through. And if you're spending more than $300 every month, it's not going to help you. So you just want to make sure that you follow through. Another option is to make more money. There is only so much you can do with cutting back expenses. So depending on your particular situation, it may boil down to making more money. So it may mean working more at your job. If you're working a 9-to-5 job, it may mean finding a side hustle, maybe taking a hobby that you love and create a side income. It may mean looking at your business and seeing what else you can offer your customers, your clients, to generate more income, finding other money-making, whether products or services, whatever the case may be. And fortunately, we are at an age with the internet that opens up so many possibilities to get creative, make some extra money. I mean, years ago, there wasn't those possibilities of working from your home. Now those possibilities are so much more, especially there's companies that will hire you and you can work from your home. So there are so many possibilities. It's just a matter of looking for them and being open to do them. So that's the other option. And of course, the third option is to do a little bit of both, looking at what areas you can spend less on and following through with it, right? And then seeing how else you can make some extra money to make sure that the number your goal here is to have that number at the zero. Because when you're at the zero, if you're doing this in the correct manner, you are accounting for every dollar. So every dollar has a job, every dollar is doing something for you and working for you. So really that's the goal, is to quote unquote spend the money, but spend the money appropriately, assign it something to do. Now, if it's in the positive, you want to make sure you account for everything. Because sometimes if it's in the positive and you're thinking, well, if I have this extra money, where did it go? Because I really didn't see it. You want to look to make sure you accounted for everything. Remember, for what we were doing today, we were just looking at the past month. Okay. So the past 30 days or the past month. So you want to think through what you're spending throughout the year. Make sure that maybe there's some expenses that don't come monthly that for today you didn't account for. So you want to make sure you go back and you factor those in to your money plan or your budget. And then if you're in the positive, you also want to make sure those dollars, once you do that, what we just talked about, make sure you accounted for everything. And this may take, let me go back here. Let me not forget to tell you this. This may take a little bit, meaning you may be doing the, maybe you did this today and then the next 2 months you realize, oh, I forgot about this. I forgot about this expense. It's okay. Just factor it in and see how it pans out for your particular situation, right? So no big deal. And then you also want to make sure that your dollars are at work for you. So you don't want, the whole goal here is to zero the budget out, the money plan out. You want to have that bottom line be at zero. So if you're doing this correctly, it's at zero. You want to make sure that all the money is being put to work for you and your financial goals. So maybe if you have this extra money and you accounted for everything and everything looks good, you can look at paying extra on that debt that you have, or maybe putting extra in retirement, or maybe some other types of savings. And you want to make sure you automate those things to make your life a whole lot easier. So once you do that, again, I want you to make sure that you remember that we only did this for the past month because I just wanted to make things simple and get you started. Then what you want to do after this, you want to sit down and reflect throughout the year and see what else, what other expenses you are spending on, and consider that. Basically how we did it today, go back through on how we did it today and consider that in your money plan, in your budget. And the last thing that I want you to know and remember, just to be flexible. Things happen. Things come up. Maybe there's a promotion. You get extra money. Make sure that you put that to work. Or maybe something happens that you have to spend more money on and you weren't planning for that, and maybe you didn't have that money. Just be flexible, and just know you don't. I mean, yes, it can be frustrating when you don't have that set aside, but just know that this is a work in progress. So just keep moving, and remember just to be flexible. If things come up, see what you can do to adjust your money plan, your budget. Now, I hope you have found that helpful. I hope that you have been going along and doing this with me, because that is the whole point. And I want to make sure that if you don't have a tool of choice, and your tool of choice is actually a budget spreadsheet, I do have one for you. And I do have special pricing with that. So if you want to purchase that, you can go to jenhemphill.com/template. You can find that also in the show notes. And I can't give it away yet, but I would, if you're been wanting one, right? Because my customers definitely rave about this, is that you might as well go ahead and get it now. I can't give it all away, but it'll be worth your while to go ahead and get this money template if you're already thinking about it, to go ahead and get it now. So you can do that at jenhemphill.com/template. You can also find that in the show notes. And also, I want to sweeten the pot here of you working side by side with me today, because I know life gets in the way, and I'm really vested in you getting this done, because once you do this, it will get easier, because you know what you're dealing with, basically your numbers, you know what you're dealing with, and so you know what you need to do moving forward. So if you've been doing this side by side with me today, when you get this done, email me at jen@jenhempill.com. So that's jen@jenhempill.com with the subject line HMM for her. That stands for Her Money Matters. So HMM 14 complete. So that's telling me you completed it. And in that email, I want you either send me a photo, an attachment to show me that you have done that work. So if you printed out the mini guide and you wrote in it, either scan it, take a picture of it, whatever it is, I want to see that you did this work. And if you do this, I will send you a link to schedule 15 minutes with me just to tackle an issue, answer some questions. This is my gift to you because you took action and you've done an amazing job. So I want to make sure, again, just email me, show me that you've done the work, and I'm offering this to you. So I'll send you a link to schedule that 15 minutes to tackle an issue. You have some questions, and we'll take that whole 15 minutes and make sure that I support you in those 15 minutes. Of course, I have to limit those slots. I can't talk to everybody. I also do have a family, but so it will be first come, first serve. And the point in this call, I want to also be very transparent, is to serve you. So I'm not going to try to sell you anything, coaching or anything of that. It's just my way of keeping you accountable. It's my way of giving you an incentive as a reward, even though I hope your bigger incentive is making that is for you and for your family. This is just a little tip of, just a little bonus. So also, I want to also know if you're listening to this and it's months after this episode went live, or it's just really way after, send me an email anyways, just to see if I'm offering this. It never hurts to ask. So that is it for today. I really hope you found that of value. And if you have, let me know, send me a message. You've got my email, so send me a quick message and tell me you loved it, or maybe you didn't think it was helpful. Hopefully you did, but just be honest with me. That is it. Thanks again for listening. And thank you for taking some busy time out of your schedule, and congratulations. And I applaud you if you went ahead and took action and you did this today, because yes, that's very rewarding, right? Because I'm sure you feel good once you get it done. You can also tune into the show notes if you need to check those out for any links that I provided to you today. That's jenhempill.com/14. That is jenhempill.com/14. So you can refer back to what we talked about. They'll just be very brief, but it's there for you to help you. So thanks again for listening, and we will talk again next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast all about making your money management simple and practical. For being a VIP listener, I have a special free gift for you. It arises from a question I get most often, which comes down to feeling lost and having no idea where to start. That's why I created this Jumpstart Your Money mini guide to help busy women like you finally start with a clean slate and take the action you need with your budget without the overwhelm. You can find it at the end of each episode at jenhempill.com/podcast.